Is there anything different about him this week, considering the opponent?
I haven't noticed anything different at all. You know, it's difficult, such a short week, such a turnaround from Sunday, you know, when you're playing on Thursday. So I haven't noticed any different sense of that, no.
What is your sense of him? I mean, we have a sense of him from all the years he was here, but he's in a different spot now. Maybe he's a different guy.
You know, it's tough for me to compare. I mean, I wasn't there.
Right.
You know, I do know the thing that, you know, that really struck me when I got here is I noticed it right away. It was just the passion for football and specifically teaching and coaching football, how much he loves teaching football in the classroom, on the field, how much he enjoys it, and how easy it comes to him. That's the thing that jumped out at me right away. And I know, a little bit talking to him, I know there was, you know, some change in the sense that he was doing, more personnel stuff there and maybe not as much here and more involved in the football side of things here. So, but it's tough for me to compare. Like I said, I wasn't there, but, that's the thing that jumped out at me right away.
What do you like about the offense he's installed? How does it fit your skill set? What are maybe some of the similarities and differences from some of the offenses you've run in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think the great thing, looking from afar, through Coach Reed's time there, was the success he had with a lot of different types of quarterbacks, guys with different skill sets, guys with different tools that all found a way, and still running the same system, but it's not a cookie cutter thing. I think he finds ways to recognize guys' strengths and put them in those situations to succeed. So, one aspect as far as, my transition here, as far as West Coast terminology, that's been nice because that's what I was doing the last few years there in San Francisco was West Coast. So a lot of the language and terminology is the same or very similar.
Alex, one story that's been going around is that Andy has tried to acquire you in the past. What do you know about that? And specifically, when you were a free agent after the lockout, what interest did you have in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I didn't know any of that, as far as when I was under contract and potential trades or anything like that. Didn't know any of that at the time. And then the other thing that, I technically was a free agent there during the lockout, but really I wasn't. During the lockout, I wasn't able to talk to any teams. And then when the first day it broke, I signed with San Fran there. So I really was able to, up and before the lockout, I was able to still be in the facility there. So I'd gotten to know Coach Harbaugh and the staff a little bit before the lockout happened. So, even though I was a free agent, I didn't necessarily get to test the waters or anything like that. So was pretty unfamiliar, I guess. So, yeah.
You guys are off to obviously a good start, but you've had some trouble on third downs. What would you attribute that to? I think you've converted 9 of 32 so far.
Yeah, a couple things. One, just execution. Then another thing, just getting yourself in bad third downs, getting yourself in third and longs. You'd love to be in third and manageable. It's an NFL stat. If you're in third and medium, third and short, you're going to convert more. You're going to extend drives, and that comes from first and second down production. It's a stat that's across the NFL. You put yourself in a bunch of third and 10 and longs, you're going to be bad on third down. It's just the nature of it. It's too hard of a situation to overcome. So, and we've had too many of those at times. So I think that comes from, first and second down production.
You may have noticed that the Eagles defense has had some trouble stopping their opponents the first two games. Do you kind of see the key for you guys as like a ball control type of offense where you kind of keep the Eagles offense off the field?
No, as far as time of possession or anything like that, that's certainly not something we're focused on. If anything, it's just execution. Like I said, I think if you execute well, you're going to be on the field and you're going to sustain drives. We're not playing the Eagles offense. This certainly isn't something we're trying to play keep away or anything like that. It's a football game. And as an offense, we're trying to go out there and execute and score points. So,
you guys use the pistol some. Andy never used that here. What's the advantage of that? What does it do for you?
Yeah, the pistol is a unique formation. New to me, I think the addition of Coach Ault onto the staff here has been really valuable. I think there's a lot of dynamic things for him. I think you've kind of blended the gun and two-back pro-style offenses. and you're able to do a pro-style offense run, a pro-style run game, as well as, you know, some more spread option type of things from the pistol. You know, so I think that's kind of the nature of it, that you can still, you can run power and pro-style off run game and still have the advantage of being in the gun and maybe doing some more things out of it.
Aside from Andy, your coaching staff's full of guys who either came from Philadelphia or coached with Andy at some point during those 14 years. On a day-to-day basis, how much does Philadelphia come up and what happened with the Eagles come up?
Yeah, for sure, you're in there. I mean, I definitely watched a lot of Eagles tape. Still do watch some Eagles tape from time to time on cut-ups of things. So certainly, I mean, that's where they've been for quite a while, the last several years. So, you know, this entire offseason when we were installing the offense, a lot of Eagles cut-ups, obviously. So, and it certainly, it kind of comes up. I mean, these are guys that were there a long time. You know, coached these guys, drafted them, you know, brought them in there. So certainly those are relationships that don't just end. So no question, it comes up from time to time.
Is that an advantage this week at all? I mean, does Andy or Doug Peterson or whomever it is, can they tell you this is what player X does well? I mean, this is what Trent Cole does well. This is, and you go on down the list.
You know, I guess there is a little bit of that in the sense that they know the guys, but I mean, they're in a new scheme. They haven't been there in a while. So I think it's hard sometimes to, you know, maybe you can kind of play the guy's strengths and what they do well and what they don't do well. Unless it's something that's really glaring, I don't think so, because they're in a new system. They're going to get put in different situations. So it's hard to have much carry over there. But I guess there is a little bit to a certain extent.